Well, a national study of platypus populations has scientists so worried they're now pushing for more protection of the elusive mammal. A new report shows platypus numbers have dropped by a third in the past 200 years as habitats are destroyed by land clearing, by pollution and by dam building. Ecologists have spent 3 years examining river systems from Queensland to Tasmania. Our reporter Leave Casbin joined them on the south coast of New South Wales.
It's just on dusk on the pristine Kangaroo River on the south coast of New South Wales, and a group of scientists are laying platypus traps. Their goal is to evaluate and reduce the extinction risk to this iconic mammal.
We've set about a 50-metre-long net parallel to the bank with floaters along the net. After we've set them, we wait on the bank with a spotlight and we wait during the night to see any movement on the net.
I'm on the Kangaroo River with Dr. Gillard Beno, and we are on the lookout for platypus. Just tell us a little about what we are doing tonight.
Yeah, lovely evening on the river here, and we're hoping to catch some platypuses here so we can study them and assess how well they're doing and the health of the individuals in the population here. Look at that. Small.
For those in the know, this is a platypus hotspot.
Can you pass me the pillowcase? Yeah, one second. Almost.
Female.
Yeah. No sooner has Dr. Gillard Beno and the team laid the nets, they've already caught their first platypus. It's the first of four and the sign of a healthy river system. But it's a different picture across other parts of the East Coast. Almost 200 nights and 300 kilometres of river surveys, this study has been comprehensive.
My name's Tennille Hawke and I'm a PhD candidate at the University of New South Wales.
Part of this Australian Research Council-funded project has been to examine historical records and compare them with platypus numbers found over the last 3 years.
Which do suggest that over the past 200 years there may have been quite a significant decline in platypus numbers, with records from the 1800s suggesting that people could often see far more than we're getting here at the moment.
We spend hours every night putting out our nets, trapping our platypus, measuring them, taking their blood.
Professor Richard Kingsford from the University of New South Wales has been overseeing the project. He's also out on the river and is worried by what they've found.
So over the last 200 years, we think platypus populations have, they were probably around 300,000. They've dropped by a third to a couple of 100,000. And that is a pretty conservative estimate. We think there are even more worrying signs that they could be even lower than that.
The study team blame dams, land clearing, pollution and some yabby traps for the long-term decline. Professor Kingsford now wants the status of the platypus elevated from near threatened to vulnerable to draw attention to the threat.
We have one of the most special animals in the world here, an egg-laying mammal only found in Australia, and we're starting to see some big signals for decline. So fundamentally, we've got to do something about this.
Yep.
On the Kangaroo River, the picture is not so bleak.
Pretty big. So you see the spurs?
That's four platypus in just over 2 hours. It's a pretty healthy river system here.
Yeah, tremendous result. It's a beautiful river, and we were catching so many platypuses here, and it's just a testament of the healthy river and contrast with some of the regulated rivers, unhealthy rivers that we've encountered with very low numbers of platypuses.
Dr. Gillard Beno from the University of New South Wales, Leave Casbin on the river finding platypus.